towards mythologizing the coming resurgence of covert warfare. Tags 1961, Coordinator Rex, Tab 1, Tab 2. Diplomatic pouch mail, brackets SB colon WR-U semicolon 10-17-1961 brackets Office of Origin BT/FUCK. Son, you said you wanted to know what I do all day at my job. That is, since we've been separated and you've been off at school. To that end, I've written up this account based on notes I took sometime last week. I traveled from New York to New San Francisco to take part in one of the operations assigned to my group. Here's my description of what took place. Faint smoke wafted out of nearby chimneys. Awkward-looking clouds clung to the sky. A growth of cotton balls scattered at random, then glued down carelessly onto an enormous blue shirt. I observed the aerial tableau through a crack in the curtains. My hotel room was cold. Shifting focus, I came to notice the ground directly below my window. It offered up only the faintest suggestion of tangibility. Its contours were blunted by yet another layer of new-fallen snow. Bemused, I traced this deceptive topology at high resolution, scanning the area for markers before proceeding to vacate for the last time. I made my way out onto the balcony. Even as my room's heavy wooden door clicked shut behind me, I instinctively checked my pocket for the plastic key card. It was present. Coat tucked and breath stale, I tunneled through the mountain drifts, trudging towards the front office. I swiped my key card and slipped inside. The night clerk had dozed off, abandoning the assortment of rep chowder clips he had pulled up on his terminal. He was probably inebriated. Stealthily, I snuck past him. Moving down the hall, I edged past a throng of blinking, chattering vending machines. My trench coat trailed along behind me, probably, I thought, getting dirty. I bustled once more into the laundry room, tossed my knapsack down on a table, and placed my hat on the dryer. Laundry was done. After storing my garments, I dropped my room card on the front desk and called for a taxi. Yawning, I leaned up against a support column and strained to hear the closing salvos of the rap chowder season finale. It seemed I had not alerted the night clerk to my presence. That suited the situation fine, as my taxi would not show up for some time and I was in no mood for small talk. An hour later, I detected the heat signature of a car engine and then the slush of tires racing through black snow. It was my ride. The taxi driver wasted no time and engaged his car horn, initiating a blast of sharp, targeted audio. Modus operandi, endemic to the American service industry. Never in 100 consecutive life sentences would he have thought to come into the hotel and fetch me. Remind me sometime to tell you about Hanoi and the driver who actually did. I tossed my knapsack over my shoulder and hopped into the cab. The driver was a tough-looking Arab, equipped with the usual rough-shaven beard and a giant furry parka. He had a $3 cigar clenched tightly between his brown teeth. As he spun the orange cab out of a snowbank, I leaned back into my seat with a sense of detached curiosity. The Motel 6's automation was apparently inoperable. I checked my balance and discovered that I hadn't even tipped the desk clerk on my way out. The driver propelled us across the bridge and on to JFK, where eventually he halted the cab and told me to get out. I tossed him a single $100 bill and he affected only the slightest nod towards the meter. I didn't budge, so he gave me the finger, then sped off into the freezing smog. I had to laugh. Soon I was aboard my plane. Floating safely above America, I rang for my stewardess. She brought out some coffee and loaded it up with a fair amount of cream. Somewhere over St. Louis, I was enjoying a $50 cup of Folgers crystals. Unlike most passengers, I didn't fall for their upselling to a more rarefied blend. I know from bitter experience that no matter what you order on a government airplane, you end up drinking the same cup of coffee. It still befuddles me that no one ever seems to notice this. Menus are nothing more than a racket they try to put over on unsuspecting consumers. What you actually get is whatever they have too much of on a given day. Anyway, a cup of coffee is a cup of coffee.